I believe the named plaintiff, would be a representative of one of the five voting rights counties.
Okay, and that should happen maybe this week, or
I hope it to have it happen this week. Certainly, we expect that this week we will have the lawyer lined up and the lead plaintiff lined up. I don't know if they'll be able to draft it this week.
The DNC had given the state party until Saturday to come up with an alternative plan for selecting delegates. Since the January 29th date set by Florida lawmakers is in violation of the Democratic Party rules. But that deadline is now passed, and State Party Chairwoman Karen Thurman says the state will go ahead with the primary and just hope that its delegates are recognized next summer. Not everybody within the Democratic ranks is in support of Thurman. George Maurer is a state committee man in Monroe County. He says he plans to call for Thurman to be replaced at the state party convention in Orlando at the end of this month, because he says there were viable options to try to secure those delegates that Thurman ignored.
Well, some of the other options Mitch included the Democratic National Committee in Washington and Howard Dean giving her $880,000 to conduct an alternative. Now, don't be mistaken, the January 29th primary is going to go on, what, regardless of what anybody says, including me. The sole question is whether it is the first determining step to, in terms of electing delegates to the national convention in Denver next year. And we wanted, and everybody else wanted, or a lot of people wanted, a caucus subsequent to January 29th, which would be the first determining step.
You're one of the first leaders, you know, officials to see calling for her ouster. Do you think there is sentiment out there among other party leaders?
Unfortunately, probably not. But hopefully, with education from forums such as yours, we can educate them over the next month and build up that sentiment. Because I say it's not merely her flaunting of the rules of the Democratic National Committee, rules which were adopted with the support of the state party, the Florida Democratic Party.
Adding fuel to Maurer's fire are previously published reports that Chairwoman Thurman is working with former Republican Party State Chairman Al Cardenas as a lobbyist on the Miami-Dade County's behalf in Washington. Monroe State Committee man George Maurer says that's an issue with him and thinks other Democrats might be upset as well if they knew about it.
Number one, as has been reported in the press earlier, Karen Thurman, to my amazement, is not only chairperson of the state party at $100,000 a year, but is a lobbyist in Miami-Dade for Al Cardenas, the former Republican chairman of the state Republican Party. And then before that, she was a lobbyist for a health care collection agency, computerized, that works with hospitals around the country on computers to go and collect hospital bills from poor people, from Medicaid recipients, from Medicare recipients who haven't been able to pay their percentage of the bill, and uninsured people. Then to beat all of that, she goes with this nonsense that we're not going to do anything to try and comply with the Democratic National Committee rules for selection of delegates to the 2008 convention, and we'll just accept the incredible garbage on this January 29th primary.